Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. To kick off Pride Month, Governor Matt Meyer announced the individuals who will comprise a new 9-member LGBTQ+ commission to further the state's equity and inclusion efforts. The commission was created by then-Governor Bethany Hall Long by executive order in January. The first order of business Meyer tasked the group with is designing policies to ensure the safety and accessibility of relevant healthcare services for the state's LGBTQ+ community. Delaware Public Media's Sarah Petrowich sat down with the commission's newly appointed chair, Cora Castle, to discuss her vision for the group and what gaps need to be filled when it comes to resources for LGBTQ+ Delawareans.
So Cora, for starters, tell me a little bit about your background, particularly in the LGBTQ+ community, and what you think you'll bring to this brand new commission as its chair.
Yeah, I think one of the amazing things about the team that the governor's put together here is, I mean, there is just such a wealth. There's really an embarrassment of wealth of resources on this commission. People across the spectrum, no pun intended. But I think one thing stands out to me as I look at the resumes of the folks on the commission. There's clearly just an incredible wealth of people who have deep, deep experience in advocacy for LGBTQ, and I also have some experience in that regard. But I think the thing that really stands out to me and why I think the governor selected me is because I am very broad, right? I have a large breadth of experience in various types of policy, not just advocacy policy. And also I have, one foot in, economic, making sure that we're, making sure that there's economic progress and making sure that we're doing things that are practical and useful for everyone. And of course, I am trans, and, I have a lot of experience working with our legislators and, doing everything that I can to, just personally, I have worked on legislation outside of any connection to any organizations with members of the legislative body. And so I think that I have a lot of initiative because I have done most of my advocacy work has been kind of solo, like lone wolf type stuff, just identifying things that need to be done, write a draft legislative package and knock on a legislator's door, right? So I really think that that is probably the biggest reason why the governor selected me to sort of run things.
Yeah, and going off of your lived experience a little bit, as we noted, this is the first commission of its kind in Delaware. So talk to me a little bit about why you think a commission like this is necessary, particularly in the first state, and what your vision is for this body moving forward.
Yeah, sort of in reverse. My vision is to make sure that every single Delawarean has the opportunity to participate in society, right? And to realize the benefits of the social contract, right? We all wake up, we go to work, we get paid. And for that, we expect to be afforded the opportunity to be productive members of society. And I think Delaware is a place. I'm very proud of Delaware. All of my friends who I know who live out of state, I always tell them, if you're looking for a place to move, come move to Delaware because, I feel very safe here. But the fact is that there's still plenty of work to do. There's even in the most progressive states, there's still things that can be done. So I think there's a broad recognition that what we're trying to do here is, shore up our victories where we have them, make sure that they're locked in cement, and then also identify other areas where we can make even more progress, particularly with progress in the health sector, health and human services, ensuring that everyone in the community has proper access to all of the proper, health tools that modern society provides us. And I think one of the things that is really important for the commission to do is look at the intersectionality, right, between a lot of the things that members of our community experience, and really understand how does this intersectionality produce outcomes that might not be so great for the community, and how do we prevent those intersectionality events from occurring so that we can sort of tackle people's issues sort of as they come.
Yeah, and I want to go back to a little bit about what you said about the healthcare policy, because that's actually, the first official task that Governor Meyer gave this board, designing policies to ensure the safety and accessibility of relevant healthcare services for Delaware's LGBTQ plus community. So talk a little bit more about why you think healthcare is such an important policy area to focus on when it comes to equity and inclusion for this community.
Yeah, so I can give you a very, very lived example. When I transitioned, I had to go to Philadelphia in order to receive proper healthcare. At the time, there were really no suitable, clinics or physicians in state that I could find, and I looked, who, were very familiar with, the situations that I face, the conditions that I need to be concerned of and aware of, and the tests and things and medical procedures and things that are important for me. And so yeah, I mean, it was very, very difficult. I mean, every time I had to go to the doctor, I had to take a day off of work, right? It was just kind of a mess. So, the first thing is creating a culture where we attract physicians and healthcare providers who have experience dealing with LGBTQ plus patients, and getting them to come to the state so that we can make it easier for members of the community to get to a physician. I think that's one of the main things. And the elephant in the room, of course, is that there's significant threat from the federal executive. In an effort to reduce access to medical care for members of our community. And so, we have to counteract that by being extra vigilant in state. And I know that we can do that.
Yeah, that actually leads into kind of where I wanted to wrap up, which is just in a time of heightened political division following this most recent presidential election, are there any misconceptions you want to address about the work of a commission like this, or what you would say to those who may not see its value?
Yeah, I think I'll tell you, I was born in Delaware. I actually live in a building literally 3 blocks away from the building I was born in. So my house is 3 blocks away from the building I was born in. But I was raised in Texas. I was raised in Alaska. I was raised in Missouri. So my mom loved men in uniform, probably a few too many. But the point is, I have been all around, and I've also been to every single state in the country. And one of the things that I have realized is that we really have a lot more in common than we have in opposition to one another. And it's really unfortunate that that much political hay can be made by driving wedges between people. So I think that the direct answer to your question is, I really want to do everything that I can do to reassure all Delawareans, whether they're LGBTQ plus or not, that the purpose of our commission is to ensure that every single Delawarean has the opportunity to, again, participate in society, right, and receive the benefits of the social contract under which we all live.
Thanks to LGBTQ plus Commission Chair Cora Castle and our Sarah Petrowich for joining us on The Green this week. And stay with us, Arts Playlist is next, with a look at the Delaware Division of the Arts annual fellowship winners featured in its Award Winners 25 exhibition. That's next on The Green here on Delaware Public Media.